CITR 101.9, located in Coast Salish, ancestral unceded territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people. Episode 21, welcome.
Songs done. Come on, don't hate the groove. If the bitch wanna choose, gonna shake it loose. If a nigga act rude, I'ma take his boo, cause I only wanna dance with you. Come on, don't hate the boss. If the bitch wanna choose, gonna take the loss. If a nigga act rude, I'ma take his boo, cause I only wanna dance with you.
Come on, come on, come on.
Bad bitches on the liquor. Stepping it with drink up.
Sip some, bitch. Come on, baby.
Young nigga with a mean strut.
Got a mean strut.
Dance with me if you keep up.
Spinning around, I want you all night. Fucking around, I take you home tonight. Look at them pretty girls you came with. Tell them they can all get a dance too. Look at my slide, that nigga footwork. Whipping my wrist, that nigga could work. Baby, we should go get a cold one. One more time before the song's done.
Come on, don't hate the groove. If the bitch wanna choose, gonna shake it loose. If a nigga act rude, I'ma take his boo, cause I only wanna dance with you.
Come on,
don't hate the boss. If the bitch wanna choose, gonna take the loss. If a nigga act rude, I'ma take his boo, cause I only wanna dance with you.
Come on, come on, come on.
Bad bitches on the liquor. Stepping it with drink up.
Sip some, bitch. Come on, baby.
Young nigga with a mean strut.
Got a mean strut.
Dance with me if you keep up. Come on. Bad bitches on the link up. Two-stepping it with drink up. Young nigga with a mean strut. Dance with me if you keep up.
Thank you.
Once again, you're listening to CITR 101.9. Ninth Wave Radio. Thank you. CITR 101.9, Ninth Wave. Brief recap of some of the songs I played for you. First song was Cassiano, Onda. Song after that was Link Up by No Worries, which samples Cassiano, that very song. Followed by IGBO with Chant off Indigo Green Brown Orange into a new bap. Remix of Kathy Davis, Touch Me, and The Count, Hey, out of Toronto. And that was Bad Bad Not Good, also out of Toronto, with their jazz rendition of The World Is Yours, a song I played on the show just the other day. Rainy ass day in Vancouver. You know, what can you do about it? You know, it wasn't raining when I got here, so that was a blessing. And I was inside all day preparing for the show, so didn't have to deal with that too much. Something I wanted to talk about as it came up in everyone's social media sphere is this hashtag, this Me Too hashtag, where people, women from around the world are sharing their stories of abuse, rape, and general misogyny and assault. And it was started by Tanara Burke, and she is quoted saying, "It's not a viral campaign for me, it's about a movement." And apparently in less than 24 hours, 4.7 million people around the world engaged in the Me Too conversation. That's like 12 million posts, comments and reactions, and statistically about 45% of people in the United States on Facebook had something to say about it. All types of commentary, largely good, because this is a conversation that needs to be had, from people saying that they don't feel like they're... their experiences are as harmful or severe as others, but at the same time, allowing a platform for everybody to share. And out of that comes kind of another movement where people are saying, you know, men do better. And a lot of people are asking, how do I do better? What can I do to do better and improve on my interactions with women? Because, you know, it's very common in music industry, in the film industry, in the nightclub industry. Pretty much no matter where you go, you're gonna see and deal with women who are being treated poorly and just all around terribly. So there's a list that I've compiled that somebody has bestowed upon me. And it's for all the men out there who want to know how they can do better in their lives with women or just people. I can't say that I haven't been responsible for misogynistic behavior, making people feel uncomfortable, and what all I can say is that I want to make my best effort to improve on this situation and help and engage in a discussion. So here's a list, y'all. Talk to your friend who's kind of a creep. Don't talk over women. Don't use your feminism as a way to get women to trust you. When you see another guy talk over a woman, say, "Hey, I think she was saying something." Learn to read a room. Don't call women crazy. Don't touch women you don't know. Don't send pictures of your penis. If a woman says no to a date, don't ask her on a date again. If a woman has not given enthusiastic yes to sex, back off. If a woman is really drunk, she cannot consent. It's pretty basic. If you do the right thing, don't expect praise or payment or pat on the back or even a thank you. That's baseline decency. Involve women in your creative projects, then let them have equal part. Don't make misogynistic jokes. Don't expect women to be nice or cute, and don't get upset when they aren't those things. Don't make assumptions about women's intelligence, capabilities, or desires based on how they dress. Apologize when you fucked up without giving excuses, and yes, the reason is also an excuse. Pay women as much as you pay men. Don't punish women for witnessing your vulnerability. Don't get defensive when you get called out. Don't need to literally witness a man being horrible in order to believe that he's horrible. Trust and believe the women that have these stories. Don't use your power to get women's attention. If you get asked to be on a panel team and see that it's all men, say something about it. Maybe even refuse the spot. Stop thinking that because you're also marginalized or a survivor that you cannot inflict pain or oppress women. Stop thinking about how women's pain makes you feel pain, and don't read a list like this and think that most of these don't apply to you, because I can damn well tell you that they apply to me and most of the people in my circle. So just do better, y'all. I'm mostly pointing at the men out there. It's possible. It's getting better. And a discussion like this, whether it be social media and, you know, people feeling like, oh, it's not enough of a contribution. The fact that people are willing to be vulnerable and expose themselves and tell these stories speaks volumes. And I've personally had probably about 50 close friends of mine reveal stories of abuse or assault. And I wasn't surprised at all because I've heard many of them before. We'll get back into the mix after some PSAs, promos, and ads. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM out of UBC.
That ship out there will be smashed to bits.
Use your tempo portion of the show. You listen to episode 21, Ninth Wave, with the host A-Roll the Knot. Welcome. Shouts out Ryan Goodwin. Shouts out Aksana and Shelby for the kind words just now. Let's keep it going.
Turn me.
That was Holt with You Can't Shut Me Down. And right now you're listening to We Are On The Move by Zoe featuring Eric Roberson. You guys need to go and find the video for this. It's hilarious.
WYTR 101.9 FM. This is Ninth Wave Radio.
This is Now One out of London with Slow Burn on Ninth Wave Radio.
Is holy, don't hold me, don't hold me when niggas is dying and dying, and I am afraid of the dark, blue and the white. Badges and pistols rejoice in the night, and we watch the news and we see him die tonight, tonight, the night his baby said goodbye. Roses in the road, teddy bear outside, bullet down the right. Where's love when you need it? Too many babies and suits. Shed upon, bullet in the chest, you ain't mean no harm. Collecting your checkmate, I know you in love with the power. There's flowers at every occasion, I need me a medicine man. Somebody heal me, somebody take my hand. All of my niggas is casket pretty, ain't no one safe in this happy city. I hope you make it home, I hope to God that my telly don't ring. Niggas is casket pretty, ain't no one safe in this happy city. I hope you make it home, I hope to God that my telly don't ring.
Swollen, and you got me shooting across the sky like a star, but nobody told me to never let it get too far. You see my silhouette, so you're standing scared of me. Can I tell you a secret?
CITR 101.9, that was Moses Sumney with his song Plastic off the Insecure original soundtrack. Haven't had a chance to check out that show, but I hear good things. Full recap, Cassiano, Onda, No Worries, Link Up, IGBO, Chant, Nubap with the Touch Me remix, Count, Hey, Bad Bad Not Good, World Is Yours rendition, Hote, which is after the break, with Shut Me Down. Zoe, We Are On The Move, featuring Eric Roberson. Kali Uchis with Rush. She will be in town on November 1st at the Biltmore. Phenomenal Latina singer. Just phenomenal. She's great. Go and get her album, Por Vida. And I think she has another one called Drunken Babble that I just got that is really... really tight. After that was Pleasure with Glide off the album Future Now. And then we got into Slow Burn by No One off the Flow Theory tape, into No Name, Casket Pretty. She's on her tour right now. That album, that song was off the album Telephone. The song you just heard was Moses Sumney. Let you know about some shows coming up. Kali Uchis, yes, November 1st at the Biltmore. King Cruel, November 5th at the Vogue. Gavin Turek, who I played a couple shows ago. Phenomenal, I just found out about her. November 9th at the Fox Cabaret. And Princess Nokia will be coming up November 23rd at Celebrities with openers Baby Nala and Prado, who I had on the show last week. Go and check out episode 20 for a full interview with her. Phenomenal talent, and really just funny, dope chick. Princess Nokia, November 23rd. This final part of the show before we wrap up, because I have about 5 seconds left to the hour, but I'm going to play this song for you. It's about Gord Downey, who was the lead singer of Tragically Hip, who died yesterday. He was born in Kingston, Ontario, February 6th, 64. They've won 16 Juno Awards, the most of any band, any Canadian band, received raft of other honors, including Order of Canada. They also have a Canadian Music Hall of Fame induction, Governor General's Performing Arts Award, honorary fellowship with the Conservatory of Music, and a star in Canada's Walk of Fame. They even have a street named after them in Kingston, Ontario. 14 studio albums, a bunch of solo work from Gord. Really heartfelt, amazing Canadian music, but like really good you know, not to say that there isn't a lot of good Canadian music, but they were one of those bands that kind of broke through and weren't necessarily considered, you know, Canadiana or like a strictly Canadian band, and very prolific. On May 24th, 2016, they announced that he was diagnosed with terminal brain cancer, and decided to continue to tour because I guess the idea was that that's where he felt most alive and most at home. So instead of canceling the tour, he decided to be on the road and share his last, you know, moments with the fans. He did a final show last year at some point, and they vowed to continue to make music, but they have. He has an album coming out called Introduce Yourself, and it's coming out on my birthday, matter of fact, on the 27th of this month, and expected to be released by Arts and Crafts, the label. He sang about Canada, disavowed nationalism. His songs explored pretty heavy topics like First Nations struggle, the treatment of First Nations. The song he has about that is called Now the Struggle Has a Name. And he's another song about the wrongful conviction of somebody who, that's the song I'm going to play next. Here's a statement released by his family today. Last night, Gord quietly passed away with his beloved children and family close by. Gord knew this day was coming. His response was to spend precious time he had making music, making memories, and expressing deep gratitude to his family and friends for a life well lived, often sealing it with a kiss on the lips. Gord said he lived many lives. As a musician, he lived the life for over 30 years, lucky to do most of it with his high school buddies. At home, he worked just as tirelessly at being a good father, son, brother, husband, and friend. No one worked harder on every part of their life than Gord. No one. We would like to thank all the kind folks at KGH and Sunnybrook, Gord's bandmates, management team, friends, and fans. Thank you for all the help and support over the past 2 years. Thank you to everyone for all the respect and admiration. And I love you for having Gord throughout, and love you have given Gord throughout the years. Those tender offerings touched his heart, and he takes them with him now as he walks among the stars. Love you forever, Gord, the Downey family. I was crying trying to hold back tears while reading that, and I fully cried when I went to go and select music for this final song. Couldn't come up with the right one, but I picked the one where I was like most in tears. So, you know, take a moment to wish him well. Big part of Canadian music lost, but his name will live on through his songs. This is the last song of the night. Rest in peace, Gord Downey. You've been listening to CITR 101.9, Ninth Wave Radio. See you next week.
Sundown in the Paris of the prairie, we kings of all treasures buried. And all you hear are the rusty breezes pushing around the weather vane Jesus. Lighter, he sees the killer's face. Maybe it's someone standing in a killer's place. 20 years for nothing, well, that's nothing new. Besides, no one's interested in something you didn't do. Breathe, kings and pretty things. Let's just see what the morning brings. There's a dream he dreams where the high school's dead and starved. Museum, and we're all locked up in it after dark. The walls are lined all yellow, gray, and sinister, hung with pictures of our parents, prime ministers. We kings and pretty things. Wait and see what tomorrow brings. Late breaking story on the CBC. A nation whispers we always knew that he'd go free. They add you can't be fond of living in the past. If you are, then there's no way that you're gonna last.